From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea official defects to the South. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. A ministry spokesman, Jeong Joon-hee, announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He also for a desire for South Korean democracy and because of concern over his children's future. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentence. This announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jail for thousands of people it's arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. Turkish Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag announced the decree in a series of tweets Wednesday morning. He cautioned that the releases are not pardons, but rather conditional releases. In addition to those inmates with less than 2 years left on their sentence, prisoners who've served more than half of their sentences would be eligible for parole. The decree will not apply to those in jail on murder, terrorism, domestic abuse, or sexual assault charges. South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following clashes in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi today while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. He accused reporters of falsely reporting that fighting continues in Juba and elsewhere. A tenuous ceasefire has been holding in Juba since violence took place in July. This is VOA News.